Now, we begin to read from, let's read verse 5 to 7.
读第五至第七节。
5 to 7.
第五到第七节。那得祭司职任的利未子孙。
Now read again verse 8 to 10.
跟住再读八至十节。
Is talking about payment of tithes.
喺度圣经系讲到十分一奉献。
But we are going to take the revelation from there.
我喺当中又得咗启示。
Tithe is 10% of your income, which belongs to God.
你嘅收入嘅十分一系就系嗰个十分一系属于神嘅。
And according to Deuteronomy 26, the Bible says you take it to the high priest.
生命嘅廿六章咁讲话，将呢样嘢系带俾个祭司。
And then you make a certain pronouncement, and the high priest will bless you.
你就宣告啦，同埋个大祭司会祝福你。
And we see here that Jesus is the high priest, so Jesus is the one that receives the tithe.
我哋见到咧，耶稣系嗰个大祭司，所以耶稣系嗰位咧，将要收到我哋十分一奉献。
Now the Bible says,
圣经咁讲
，this event here
呢度所发生嘅事
was recorded in Genesis 14.
就系记载喺创世纪十四章。
After Abraham went to war.
当亚伯拉罕 去征战嘅之后咧
，to fight to deliver Lot，
要拯救罗德啦，同五王征战。
Four kings have taken Lot， you know they fought against Sodom and Gomorrah， and Lot was taken as a slave。
系同索多玛同俄摩拉征战啦，因为罗德系被掳掠成为。
And Abraham gathered 318 professional soldiers in his house。
亚伯拉罕带咗318个。仆人咧系受过训练嘅仆人，佢就去征战。
Why was Abraham sure that he won't die in the battle？
点解亚伯拉罕肯定佢唔会喺征战度死，战争度死咧
？Covenant，
因为个约。
Because God said he would have a seed。
因为神话佢一定会有后裔。
As at that time Isaac was not yet born。
当时以撒仲未出世。
So there was no way Abraham would die.
So Abraham 一定不会死。
If Abraham dies, that means God will have to die.
咁如果亚伯拉罕死咧，神都会死。
You know when you understand faith and covenant, you live in peace.
假如你明白信心同埋约嘅时候咧，你就活喺平安之中。
So they fought.
所以佢哋打仗。
They delivered Lot.
跟住咧，佢拯救咗罗德。
The king of Sodom said to Abraham.
所多玛的王咁样讲。
When you get to read Genesis 14,
你翻去读创世纪十四章。
He told him, he said, "Give me the people. You take all the things we got from the war front."
你俾我嘅人啦，你攞晒我喺掳掠翻嚟嘅财物。
And Abraham said no.
亚伯拉罕话唔要。
He said, "Because I don't want you to say you are the one that made Abraham rich."
因为我不想你有藉口说你令到亚伯拉罕是发财。
Why did Abraham say that?
为什么亚伯拉罕这么说呢
?Covenant.
因为个约。
Right. So, when Abraham finished the battle,
当亚伯拉罕打完仗之后
,The Bible said he met Melchizedek,
就说他见到麦基洗德
,Who was the priest of God?
就是神的祭司。
And Abraham paid his tithe to Melchizedek.
亚伯拉罕将十分一嘅嘢奉献俾麦基洗德。
And the Bible says that Melchizedek was a type of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament。
圣经咁讲，麦基洗德系耶稣基督嘅一个种类。
That's to let you know that your tithe goes to Jesus。
你要知道你嘅十分一奉献去到耶稣嗰度。
Is the high priest over the tithe？
就系咧大祭司去收呢个十分一。
And it determines where he wants to receive it from you。
他决定在哪里收你的十分一奉献。
Now, but that is not where we are going.
这个不是我们要讲。
Now, the Bible says,
圣经咁讲。
When Abraham was paying tithe to Melchizedek，
当亚伯拉罕将十分一奉献俾麦基洗德嘅时候
，Levi was also paying tithe to Melchizedek。
利未亦都同样俾十一分一奉献麦基洗德。
9 and 10，
就系喺九至十字嗰度讲。
Isaac was not yet born。
以撒仲未出世。
It was Isaac that became the father of Jacob。
就系阿以撒系雅各嘅父亲。
It was Jacob that became the father of Levi。
就是雅各是利未的父亲。
But the Bible says when Abraham was paying tithe，
当圣经说亚伯拉罕付十分一奉献的时候，
Levi was also paying tithe，
利未同样是给十分一奉献。
But Levi was not yet born，
但利未都未出生。
How come he was paying tithe？
他怎么可以给十分一奉献？
The Bible says，
圣经这么说，
he was paying tithe through Abraham。
是藉着亚伯拉罕去付十分一奉献。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what does that mean?
咁即系点解咧？
When God appeared to Abraham，
当神向亚伯拉罕显现，
and made a covenant with Abraham，
同亚伯拉罕立约。
So it wasn't Abraham alone that God made a covenant with。
其实神唔系从单单从亚伯拉罕一个人立约。
Who are the people that God made covenant with？
神同所有嘅人去立约。
Isaac。
就是以撒啦，包括
Isaac was still inside Abraham
that time。以撒当时仲系亚伯拉罕。
Jacob and Esau。
雅各啦，以扫啦。
Levi。
利未啦。
The children of Israel。
以色列嘅子民啊，后裔啦。
Read Galatians chapter 3:20。
读加拉太书三章二十节。
Galatians chapter 3:29 sorry。
加拉太书三章二十九节。
Galatians chapter 3:29。
加拉太书。第三章二十九
节。Let's see the people that Abraham God made covenant with。
我哋睇见。
Now I want you to read this verse 29 very loud。
我想大家咧好大声嘅读加拉太书三章二十九节。基督既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是按着应许承受产业。
Now how many people belong to Christ here？
呢度边个属于基督噶？
You are sure you are a Christian？
你肯定你是基督徒的。
You are sure you belong to Christ？
你肯定你是属于
基督。Now, what does the Bible say if you belong to Christ？
这里圣经说你属乎基督是怎样？
You are whose seed？
是谁的后裔啊？
You are whose seed？
是谁的后裔啊？
So we can say Abraham is your father。
所以说亚伯拉罕是你的父。
So what does that mean？
这是什么意思啊？
The day God made covenant with Abraham，
就是神和亚伯拉罕立约那天。
You too are inside Abraham。
你都在亚伯拉罕入边。
I was inside Abraham。
我都在亚伯拉罕入边。
You are inside Abraham。
你都在亚伯拉罕入边。
You are inside Abraham。
你都在亚伯拉罕入边。
It wasn't Abraham alone that God made covenant with。
所以神不是单单和亚伯拉罕一个人立约。
God also made covenant with you that day。
那天神都和你立约。
Amen。 Are you listening to me？
你没听到啊？
Now。Tell your neighbor, I have a covenant with God.
话俾隔篱听，我同神有约。
Now some people are not sure. Say to somebody else, I have a covenant with God.
同强人讲，我同神立咗约。
Hallelujah.
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 So when Abraham understood that there is now a covenant，
当亚伯拉罕明白他和神立了约呢，
he knew God's word will not fail，
他知道神的话语是不会失信。
That formed the assurance，
就是成为他的确据，他的肯定。
Now you know you also have a covenant with God，
你知道你与神有立约。
Because you are inside Abraham that day，
因为那天你都在亚伯拉罕入面。
When God made a covenant with Abraham，
就是当神和亚伯拉罕立约的时候。
So what does that mean？
那是什么意思啊？
Every promise of God to you cannot fail。
所以任何一个神给你的应许都不可以失信。
Is that right？
是不是啊？
Is that right？
对不对啊？
Oh my God， somebody doesn't understand。
有些人不明
白。Do you understand？
你明白吗？
Do you understand？
你明白吗？
Do you understand？
Yes。
So if God says，
假如神说，
I want you healed，
我希望你得医治。
If God says，
假如神话,
I want you blessed.
我希望你蒙福。
If God says,
假如神话,
I want you delivered from the power of the devil.
我要你从个魔鬼的辖制当中被释放出来。
If God says you are fruitful.
假如神话你是生养众多。
What does that mean?
即系咩意思啊
？It means irrespective of what is happening around you.
无论周围发生咩事
，You know God cannot fail.
你知道神唔会失信。
You know God have to fulfill that word.
你知道神要咧益让呢个话语成就。
That forms the assurance.
呢个就系你嘅肯定或确。
Are you getting right now?
你明唔明啊
？So the assurance is the word.
你的肯定话托句就是你的神的话语。
And it comes because we know there is a covenant.
是因为我们知道我们同神立了约。
And the only way for God to break that covenant is for God to die.
唯一要神会毁了一个约的就是除非神会死了。
And because God cannot die.
因为神会死。
Even if he wants to, he cannot.
即使你想神死，他都不会死。
Therefore, if God wants to break his covenant, he cannot.
所以呢，神即使想是毁了个约，他都不能够。
So, if somebody says,
假如有些人说,
Well, Pastor,
啊，牧师啊,
I know the Bible says,
我知道圣经这么说,
It is the will of God for me to be healed.
啊！呢、这个神嘅心意让我得到医治。
But I don't understand.
但我唔明啊。
Maybe God just wants me to go through this, like to learn a lesson.
啊，或者神要我经历呢啲学啲嘢啦。
Maybe God just chooses not to heal me.
或者神选择唔去医治我啦。
If God chooses not to heal you,
假如神选择唔医治你
，then he is breaking covenant.
佢就毁咗佢自己一样。
That means he will die.
即系话神会死。
Well, because he cannot die,
因为他不会死。
That means he has no choice.
即是说他没有选择的余地。
Are you getting it right now?
明白啊。
Are you getting it right now?
明白啊。
So if I am not healed,
假如我不得医治呢?
It shows I still don't know how to use my faith.
即是说我不懂运用我的信心。
So it means the problem can never be from God.
所以个问题唔系出喺神嗰度。
God, why did you allow this to happen to me？
阿神啊，点解你用呢啲嘢发生喺身上啊
？It can never be from God。
一定唔系从神出咗问题啊
！God, why didn't you heal me？
神啊，点解你唔医治我啊
？It can never be from God。
一定唔系从神出咗问题。
God, why am I still having demon problem？
阿神啊，点解嗰啲魔鬼仲系吓
？Why am I not yet married？
阿神啊，点解仲未结婚啊
？Why don't I get pregnant yet？
点解我仲未有 B B 啊
？It cannot be from God。
一定唔系从神而嚟嘅问题。
Because if it is from God，
假如呢个从神嚟嘅
，That day God will die。
嗰日咧，神就会死啦。
But because God cannot die，
因为神会死
，He has no choice。
佢冇选择余地。
He must keep his own part。
佢咧就做佢嘅工作。
So when Abraham saw that,
当亚伯拉罕睇到一样嘢嘅时候
，Abraham relaxed.
亚伯拉罕就好轻松啦。
So when they told him there is battle,
佢就话当人哋话嗰度有战争咧
，He called his boys. Said, boys, there is battle somewhere to fight.
佢咧就叫佢啲手下啦，有啲仗要打。
Remember the four kings that took Lot as slave, they fought against five kings and overcame five countries.
佢哋同五王打。打仗就赢了五个国家。
And with 318 men, Abraham fought against four kings that have already taken five kings as slaves.
当用只系用318个壮丁嘅时候咧，亚伯拉罕就打赢咗五王。
Because Abraham knew he can't just die.
亚伯拉罕知道佢唔会死嘅。
It is not possible for him to die.
佢冇可能佢死嘅。
Now read Psalm 89.
读诗篇八十九篇。
Psalm 89.
诗篇八十九篇。
Is somebody still here？
大家系咪听住啊
？Are you getting the definition of faith now？
大家明唔明信心嘅定义 ？Hallelujah！
Hallelujah！
Hallelujah！
Now read Psalm 89 verse 34 and 35。
三十四、三十五节。
Psalm 89 verse 34 and 35。
八十九篇三十四、三十五节，一齐。我必不背弃我的约，也不。
2, what God says. He said, I won't break my covenant.
看神说我必不背弃我的约,
and I will not change the words that go out of my lips.
也不改变从我口中所出的,
I have only sworn once to David, just once. Just
我只向大卫起誓一次,
and I won't lie to him.
我不会向他说谎.
Now, what does that mean?
那即是什么意思啊?
Whatever I find here,
即是说我从圣经里面所得到的,
if I understand it,
假如我明白,
I can bet my life on it.
我就以我生命作为赌注.
God says I won't change it.
神说我不会改变的.
Are you listening to it?
你明白吗?
That is why this gives me assurance.
即是说为什么神的话语给我一个确据?
So the more this increase in my heart, the more my assurance increase.
当神的话语是不断的增添的时候, 我的确据是不断的增添.
Because I know this one cannot fail.
因为我知道这件事是不会失信.
Let me give you an example.
我给一个例子大家.
And after that we go and eat the recess.
接着我们有一个小休.
In Genesis chapter 22.
在创世纪, 22章,
we want to see what, this issue of assurance.
我们想,
because faith is an assurance.
因为信心是一个确据.
In Genesis 22,
在, 创世纪 22章,
something happened to Abraham.
有些事情发生在亚伯拉罕身上.
I want you to read verse 1 to 2.
我想大家读一至二节.
Genesis 22 verse 1 to 2.
创世纪22章1至2节. 这些事以后, 神要试炼亚伯拉罕。Now,
God told Abraham,
神叫亚伯拉罕,
don't forget, Genesis 18:5 already said, so shall thy seed be.
不要忘记, 创世纪18章那里说你的后裔将必如此.
Genesis chapter 15 verse 8, Abraham already said, how shall I know?
创世纪18章15章8节, 亚伯拉罕问我怎么知道啊?
Genesis chapter 15 verse 18, God already entered into a covenant with him.
15章18节的时候, 神已经跟亚伯拉罕立约.
Now the boy just came.
那个人,
and God said, Abraham,
亚伯拉罕,
that boy, Isaac,
这个小孩子, 以撒,
take him to the mountain,
带他上山,
kill him,
杀了他,
and burn him,
烧了他,
for an offering to me,
献我为燔祭给我.
Now don't forget,
不要忘记,
Genesis 15:5,
创世纪15章节,
so shall thy seed be.
你的后裔将必如此.
Genesis
15:18. 15章18节.
God entered into covenant.
神与亚伯拉罕立约.
To give Abraham and his seed.
就是给亚伯拉罕一个后裔.
The land of Canaan.
就是迦南美地.
Now, the first seed has come.
那个后裔来到了.
God said, kill.
就是说杀了他.
And Abraham knew.
亚伯拉罕知道.
There is a covenant.
这个是, 他有个约.
Abraham knew,
亚伯拉罕知道,
God will not break covenant.
神不会违约的.
Because if he breaks covenant, he will die.
因为如果他违约的时候, 他就会死.
Abraham also knew,
亚伯拉罕都知道,
that God cannot die.
神不会死.
Abraham said, okay, no problem.
亚伯拉罕没问题.
If you watch the movie,
假如你看电影了,
Abraham cried, oh God, why?
你看完电影,亚伯拉罕就在哭了,为什么这样?
That's not true.
这个不是真的.
How do I know it's not true?
我怎么知道它不是真的?
There is a covenant.
因为它有约嘛.
He knew God can't break his word.
他知道神不会失信.
He knew if God broke his word, God will die.
他知道如果神失信的时候,他会死.
He knew God cannot die.
他知道神会死.
So God must keep covenant.
神一定要守约.
So if God says, kill the boy,
所以神说杀了个仔呢?
No problem.
没问题.
Burn the boy as an offering.
将个仔献为祭.
No problem.
没问题.
God will have to find a way of bringing the boy back.
神会有一个方法将个仔复活的.
Yeah, because the boy cannot die.
因为个仔唔可以死嘅。
Covenant proof, you see.
啊，神系个约可以毁
嘅。
佢唔可以死嘅。
Now let's look at the faith of Abraham.
睇下亚伯拉罕后结果。
Now let's read verses 3-5.
读三至五节。
三
至五节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，上炉。
Now, I want you to read verse 5 again.
我想大家读第五节。
Let's read it very loud.
我哋用大声读第五节。
One, two, go. My God. Now, see how a man of faith speaks.
睇下信心嘅有信心人点样说话。
He went with two of his men.
佢同两个人一齐去。
After 3 days journey, they got to the place.
咗三日之后，佢去到。
And God said, "That is the place."
神就话喺呢个地方啊。
Abraham told his men.
佢话俾佢嘅仆人听。
You stay here.
你留喺度。
I and the boy will go up.
我同个童子会上去。
To worship.
敬拜神。
And we will come back to you again. Did you see it in verse 5?
然之后话就会回到你们。
How did he say to the Chinese?
I will come back to you people.
Now,
it does not have the subject.
Oh,
just say we return to you people.
We will come back to you again.
Okay. Okay.
But he was going to kill the boy.
但系佢系应该去杀咗个童子噶。
But he said himself and the boy will come back again.
英文入边系讲佢同个童子会翻翻嚟。
This boy will be killed.
呢个童子系会被杀噶。
As a sacrifice,
作为一个燔祭
you know, like the burn people in India,
就好似印度嘅人咁。
Yeah, God said, kill him and burn him.
嗰啲杀嗰啲人。
And he said, okay, we'll go up there.
我哋上去。
We'll come back again.
我哋会落嚟。
Why was he so bold to speak like that?
点解佢咁勇敢咁样讲？
Covenant.
约。
So that means Abraham was not crying when God told him to sacrifice Isaac.
所以系话俾我哋听，亚伯拉罕系唔会喊嘅。当佢知道咧神要佢献以撒嘅时候
，He knew the boy will wake up back to life. Anyhow, God will do it. He doesn't know, but God just have to do it.
即使佢唔知道神点样将童子个生命翻翻嚟咧，但系佢知道神会咁做。
Now.This was Genesis chapter 22.
呢个系创世嘅廿二章。
Up till this time,
直到呢段时候咧
，God has not raised anybody from the dead.
神从来冇使人死里复活嘅。
So Abraham has not seen anybody or heard that anybody died and God raised that person from the dead.
亚伯拉罕从来冇见过，亦都冇听过有人从死里复活。
How come did he have faith that?Isaac will resurrect from the dead.
点解佢有信心？以撒会从死里复活咧？计个约啦。
So shall thy seed be.
你嘅后裔必要如此。
So when Abraham took his boy,
当亚伯拉罕带住童子
，laid him on the altar.
等佢喺个祭坛上
，raise up the knife.
拎起把刀。
He wasn't joking. He wanted to kill the boy.
唔系讲笑，佢真系想杀咗个童子。
Why?
点解咧
？God will raise him back from the dead.
神会让佢从死里复活。
God said, "Abraham, stop it."
神话亚伯拉罕停手。
Now I that you love me.
我知道你爱我。
He said, "Look behind you. There is a ram there. Use it for sacrifice."
喺后边咧有只羊嘅羔啦，就爱嚟用献祭。
Now look at it this way.
当我咁样睇
，the moment Abraham wanted to sacrifice his son，
当亚伯拉罕想杀佢仔嘅嗰刻咧
，remember Abraham and God are now in covenant。
记住亚伯拉罕同神系有约。
What does that mean？
即系咩意思啊
？God， I'm killing my son for you。
神啊，我杀我儿子系因为你。
Which means you too must kill your son for me。
你都一定要杀你的儿子。
That day，
在那日
，Abraham knew God had no choice. His son must also die.
那日亚伯拉罕知道神没有选择的余地，他的儿子都必定要死。
So Jesus had no choice. He must die on the cross.
耶稣没有选择，他必须在十字架上死。
That was why, you know, the place called Golgotha.
就是那个赎楼地。
Where Jesus was crucified.
就是耶稣被杀的地方。
It was actually the same mount called Mount Moriah.
就是其实是和摩利亚山是同一个地方，就是创世纪22章的地方。所以
Abraham said, Jesus said,
所以耶稣说
to the Jewish people,
对犹太人这么说，
He said, Abraham saw my day,
亚伯拉罕看见我的日子，
and he rejoiced,
他就喜乐。
They said, hey, you still a young man, you're only 50 years old, and you're talking about Abraham.
那些犹太人就说，你们怎么会见亚伯拉罕？
What was Jesus referring to?
耶稣是说什么？
When Abraham wanted to sacrifice Isaac.
就是那天当亚伯拉罕要献以撒为祭那天。
But listen to this.
但要听着。
Because Isaac did not die.
因为以撒没有死到。
Jesus knew that if he died, he will resurrect.
耶稣都同样知道，假如他死的时候，他会从死里复活。因为是一个约来的。
So when they ask him, show us a sign.
当他们说给我一个征兆。
He said, no problem, kill this body, I will raise it up on the third day.
杀他啦，然之后第三日就从死里复活。
Let somebody say covenant.
大家讲立约约。
So, Jesus knew that if every demon in hell gathers together, he will resurrect on the third day.
他知道呢，当every demon,
every devil in hell,
在地狱的每一个魔鬼呢，会在，即他就会在第三个复活。
Because of covenant.
是因为神所立的约。
So what is the assurance?
他的肯定，
where does the assurance come?
他的确据是从哪里来的？
It comes from the world.
就是从神的话语来。
Why can we have assurance in the world?
为什么我们在神的话语当中有确据呢？
Because the world cannot fail.
因为神的话语不能够失信。
Because there is a covenant backing it up.
因为背后有那个约是支持着。
I want you to say after me.
我想你跟着我讲。
God's word cannot fail.
神的话语不能够是失信。
Say one more time, God's word cannot fail.
神的话语不能够失信。
Say again, God's word cannot fail.
神的话语不能够失信。
So I have assurance.
所以我有确据。
Through the word of God.
是透过神的话语。
I can rely on God's word.
我可以依靠神的话语。
Because it does not fail.
因为那个不会失信。所以。
Going to our definition now.
回到去我们的定义。
What is faith?
信心是什么？
Faith is an assurance.
信心是一个确据。
Where do you get the assurance?
你在哪里得到一个确据？
From the word of God.
从神的话语而来。
How come you are sure the word will not fail?
你怎么肯定那个神话语不会失信呢？
Because there was a covenant.
因为当中有个约。
You are inside Abraham.
你在亚伯拉罕的里面。
That day.
那日。
When God entered into a covenant with Abraham.
神与亚伯拉罕立约那日，
and God says it does not change.
神的话不会改变。
That's why you cannot walk with God without faith.
所以你不能够没信心去与神同行。
So as the word begins to grow in your heart,
当话语在你心里面去增成长的时候，确据亦都同样是增长。
So when the Bible says a man is growing in faith, it means the man is growing in assurance.
当圣经话过，当个人在个信心是增长的时候，即是话佢嘅确据同
样增长。Because the word is growing in his heart.
因为神嘅话语在佢心里边系增长紧。
Sometimes people ask.
有人问我。
Pastor, pray for me.
牧师啊，为我祷告啊。
I have faith.
我有信心噶。
That God will heal me.
神会医治我的。
I have faith.
我有信心的。
That God will bless me.
神会祝福我。
Then you ask the question.
咁你问一个问题。
Where did you get the assurance from?
咁你嘅确据喺边啊？
Well, I just believe. I know all things are possible with God.
我知道, 对神凡事都可能。
But the devil also knows that.
魔鬼都知道。
That all things are possible with God.
对神凡事都能。
So faith comes from here.
所以信心是从神的话语而来。
So whatever you are praying about,
所以你无论你怎样祷告，
whatever you believe the Lord for,
无论你怎样相信神，
if the assurance does not come from here,
假如个确据不是从神的话语来，
there is no faith,
那就是没有信心。
Do you get it?
你明白吗？
Yes. Yes. Yes.
明白吗？
Yes.
So can you now see that many people that say, Pastor, I have faith, I have faith, they don't have faith.
你明白有些人说，哎呀，我有信心，我有信心。其实他们没有信心的。
Why?
为什么呢？
The assurance is not from here.
因为他的确据不是在个圣经的话。
Because they don't know that, oh, you know, God can do all things.
他只是说，神能够做。
That doesn't make God to do all things.
不会令到神做什么
的。It has to come from here.
一定要从神的话语而来。
Now, I want you to reflect in your mind.
我想你心里面 去反省一下。
Those things that you said you have faith about.
有些你觉得你有信心的。
Where did your assurance come from?
你的确据，你的肯定在哪里呢？
And how strong is your assurance?
你的确据，你的肯定有多强呢？
So, when I go back to Acts 14,
当我们去到使徒行传十四章，
Paul was preaching at Lystra,
在吕底亚那里去，保罗在那里传道。
Paul said there was a man who had never walked,
有个瘸腿的人从来没走过。
But the man had Paul preach.
但是当那人听到保罗所讲的
话，
有段时候之后，保罗看见那个人，
看
到他有信心是足以可以得医
治。Paul looked at the man,
我们可以说保罗看到那个人，
saw the man had assurance to be healed,
就可以说他有医治的确据。
Where did that assurance come from?
那这个确据在哪里？
The man was hearing Paul.
因为他听到保罗，
so the assurance began to grow.
所以那个确据是开始增长。
The assurance began to grow.
个确据开始增长。
And the assurance grew to a point.
那个确据增长到一个地步。
That when Paul looked at him,
当保罗望住他的时候，
he knew the man had enough assurance.
他知道他有足够的确据，
or enough confidence.
有足够的信心，
to walk.
去行。令到佢可以去行。
Are you getting right now?
明唔明啊？
Are you getting right now?
明唔明啊？
Let me say this thing.
我要同你咁讲。
We've had a morning session.
我哋朝头早有一个环节啦。
This is afternoon session.
呢个系午间嘅环节啦。
What has happened to your assurance?
你嘅确据，你嘅肯定去到边？
You will notice that your assurance has increased.
你觉得？
Before.
你觉唔觉得你嘅确据，你嘅肯定系增长咗咧？
Yes. Yes. Why?
点解咧？
You heard me preach.
你听到我系讲神嘅道。
Now, as we begin to, as we continue in this conference,
当我哋喺呢个特会继续去行，
your assurance will begin to grow.
你嘅确据，你肯定会继续嘅增长。
Your assurance will begin to grow.
你嘅确据会不断嘅增长。
Now, when assurance grows,
当确据增长嘅时候，
to a point of miracle,
去到一个神迹奇事嘅地步，
it can be seen.
是可以见到的。
Paul saw it.
保罗看到。
It can be seen.
这个是可以见到的。
It shows on your face.
在你的面上是显现出来。
It shows by your action.
在你的行动上显现出来。
It shows by what you say.
就是在你的话语上显现出来。
In our last faith conference,
在上次那个信心的特会，
there was this woman that was healed of stroke.
我有一个呢是中风的，是得罪医治。
She interpreted for me that time.
那天我都在这里。
You will realize that towards the end of the session,
你会知道在这个聚会的结束的时候，
even though one side was paralyzed,
即使他一边是还是不可以
行。 I was talking about healing and you know how to be healed.
我是当时讲的是怎样得着医治。
Our assurance has grown.
他的确据 是提升的。
To a point that I did not have to pray for her.
到一个地步呢，我根本不需要为他祷告。
She raised her hand.
他举起他的手，
stood up,
他站起来，
and I don't think I don't match.
就走行。
What happened?
发生了什么事呢？
She was hearing me preach.
佢聽到我講神嘅話。
So assurance began to grow.
佢嘅確據係開始增長。
Assurance began to grow.
佢嘅肯誒確據跟不斷增長。
And she was healed.
佢就得著醫治。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now one of the things we are going to do in this session. As we continue this conference.
當我繼續呢個特會嘅時候咧，我會咁做。
I will be speaking certain aspects of life.
我會提到生命一啲範疇。
And we will go into the Word to build our assurance.
我哋會去到神嘅話語當中去建立我哋嘅確據。
Hallelujah.
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 Have you been blessed this session?
你係咪蒙福啊？
Now come on, tell your neighbor, build your assurance.
同隔離講，建立你嘅確據，建立你嘅。
Tell your neighbor, let your assurance grow.
話俾佢哋聽，讓你嘅確據咧係增長。